going to ask Amanda, Marissa, Amber, and Alicia, do you mind being my volunteers this morning? You can pick any seat you'd like. So the scripture lesson for this morning is from the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. I'm going to be reading again from the Message. And if you'd like to follow along, it's on page, I believe, 49 of your blue pew Bible. So this is Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. It so happened that after Pharaoh released the people, God did not lead them by the road through the land of the Philistines, which was the shortest route. Because God thought, if my people encounter war, guess what they're going to want to do? They're going to go back where it's safe, back to Egypt. So God led the people on the wilderness road, looping around to the Red Sea, and the Israelites left Egypt in military formation. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the Israelites solemnly swear to do it by saying, God will surely hold you accountable, so make sure you bring my bones from here when you leave. They moved on from Succoth and then went at Etham at the edge of the wilderness. God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud during the day to guide them on the way, and at night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never left the people. Have you ever been going somewhere, you're about to take a trip or you're about to run an errand, and you're going with a friend or a family member, and you start arguing over who's going to drive? My father and I sometimes have this discussion. Because when my father drives, he's got a foot on the gas pedal and a foot on the gas, on the brake. So it's like this. Back and forth. Jumpy. And my dad, love you, Dad, if you're listening online, but he drives like a snail. Drives me crazy. So when we go somewhere, I prefer to drive when I'm with my dad. My dad prefers to drive because when I drive, we're going to get there, we're going to get there fast, and we will pass as many people as we possibly can. You see, the driver determines how you're going to get to your destination and what the journey is going to be like. When you're going to get there, how you're going to get there, what the experience is going to be like. The driver determines the destination. And I think when the Israelites were going out of the wilderness or into the wilderness, they had the pillar of fire and the cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. The driver determined the destination, determined how they got there, when they got there, the way they got there, what it would be like. So the driver determines the destination. Today I want to ask the question, who's driving Hilton Baptist Church? And in order to do that, I want to give you an illustration. I have to admit, this is not mine. I stole it from somebody else, but I think it's a good one. And when I've done this exercise with other groups, it's a neat exercise that we do together. And I want to use the illustration of a car. And in this car, there are four passengers. You have the driver, you have shotgun, or the passenger seat. You also have the two people sitting in the back seat. And in every church, there are always four passengers. Now, these passengers are not good or bad. They are what they are. But the right person has to be in the right seat because the driver determines the destination. So the first person in the driver's seat or in a helpful church or in a healthy church should always be purpose. Purpose is the compass. And purpose asks questions like, why are we here? Where are we going? Where is God directing us? What are our goals? Now, the thing about purpose is it gives us direction. It's our compass. But purpose is probably the only one who has already asked these questions and already knows the answer. All the other three continue to ask questions. And because purpose has already asked these questions, it has a direction. It knows where it's going. Purpose is the energy. Purpose determines where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, what the journey is going to be like. Purpose determines everything in a healthy and happy church. So purpose should be in the driver's seat. The next one is relationships. Relationships are about sharing life with God, with each other. Relationships give meaning to the journey. Relationships offer encouragement for the journey. They help us to seek and stay connected with God and with each other. And relationships ask the question, who are we going to go with? Who? The destination doesn't really matter as long as we're all together. That's what matters. It doesn't matter if we go to the lake or we go somewhere else. As long as we're all together, that's all I really care about. So purpose is in the driver's seat. Relationships is in the passenger seat. And what you need to know about these things is they all work together. So purpose and relationships work really well together. They walk by faith. They're about relationships. They're about working with each other. They're about going together. Relationships helps purpose to keep going, to keep giving it the stamina, to keep going forward. Then, and behind the passenger, you have programs. Now, programs are those things that help us to build relationships with each other. This is where we get together and we build relationships. We foster personal and spiritual growth. Offers opportunities for us to serve. And programs ask the question like, well, how are we going to make this enjoyable? Programs is that little kid in the back seat who keeps saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Programs plays the game where, as you're driving down the road, let's see how many license plates we can see from every state. Programs is all about, how do we build relationships? How do we make relationships? You see, it works this way, but it also works front and back. So programs build up relationships. Are you with me so far? Okay. Then finally, there's management. Management makes sure everything runs smoothly. You know, we got to make sure everything's going the way it needs to be. Do we have what we need to get there? Did you pack your lunch? Do we have enough gas? Did you get money for the toll booth? We need to make sure everything is going to be predictable and structured and controlled. And again, it's not a bad thing. We need management. The destination doesn't matter so much. It's just that we got enough to keep going to the next stop. So that's management. Management manages the bucks, the money. Management manages the building. Got to make sure the building's standing. Management manages the boards, how the church structures and is governed and functions. And manages the bodies. So how are we going to make sure that people are here? How are we going to make sure that people are doing what they need to be doing? So that's management. Purpose and relationships live by faith. Management and programs walk by sight. Management fuels purpose. So you got that so far? All right. Here's the thing with purpose. If you've ever been on a long road or a long drive, you've been driving 8 or 9 hours, if you're not used to that, what happens? What? You get tired. Well, you've got 4 other people in the car, right? So why should you drive the entire 15 miles? You still know where you want to go. This is where we want to be, but I need a break now. And that's what happens with purpose. After a while, purpose says, you know, I've been pushing, trying to lead us and get us there. Now I'm tired. So I need a break. So purpose, would you please stand up and just move to the side? Anywhere on the side, you're fine. You'll be sitting down again in a couple minutes. Now, someone's got to drive. Who do you think wants to drive? Management, of course, someone's got to drive. You know, we got to keep this thing moving. So management, would you please move up to the front? And now purpose, you're going to move back to the back seat. What's wrong with this picture so far? Or what has just happened? What? Lost, well, the purpose is still in the car, but you haven't really lost it. But Aiden? So purpose is in the back, which means they don't really know where they're going anymore. Okay? Anything else? Remember what I told you about these two getting along? So management is what? We got to do things a certain way, this way, all the time, blah, 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 blah. When you're in relationships, does that always work out so well? No. So now you've got two people in the front seat who are not getting along very well. Have you ever been in the front seat with somebody and you're not getting along very well? I told you to turn left 3 miles ago. No, you didn't. You told me to turn right. No, I told you to turn left. Ever had that experience? So, because relationships is all about what? Getting along, right? I want to be in a good relationship. Well, guess who wants to move now? Relationships. So relationship, would you please move? And who's the best person to sit up front with management? Programs. So programs, would you please come up front? Do you see what just happened? What shifted? So management's now driving the car. We're going to do it this way, and this way. Purpose has been put in the back seat. Now purpose is going to try to tell management where it should go. What do you think management's going to say? No. No, you don't understand. We can't stop and look at the overlook because it's going to be dark pretty soon. And we got to keep going. And purpose is saying, no, you don't understand. We need to stop. And management's going to say, okay, keep going. And then management's going to look to programs and say, what do you think, programs? And programs is going to say, keep going, right? Yeah. Programs wants to just make sure we get there. Just, are we there yet? Meanwhile, relationships and purpose are in the back seat. Typically, people in the back seat, unless you're a back seat driver, don't have a lot of say where the driver's going to go. Now, remember I told you it works left and right, but also works front and back? So before, management was fueling purpose. And before, programs were fueling relationships. Now it's the other way around. Now, purpose is trying to fuel management, but management doesn't like to let go of control. Management likes to keep things the way they've always been. Let's just keep going and not think about where we're going. We're just going to keep going. And purpose is saying, do you know where we're going? Because I know where we're going. I don't care where we're going, says management. We just got to keep going. Relationships is now in the back, trying to fuel programs, and that doesn't work so well. Programs are meant to fuel relationships, not the other way around. So are you still with me? So, purpose is now in the back seat, and purpose has been in the back seat for about 5 hours, and purpose says, oh, I'm relaxed. I'm ready to come back up front. Guess what? Ain't gonna happen. Management's gonna hang on as long as it can to control and do what it needs to do to keep driving. So, this is where it gets a little sensitive for us and a little honest with each other. How do you get purpose back in the front seat? What's that? Gotta get management out. How easy is it for it to get management out? Okay. All right, so let's say we're able to get management out. But you know what? Programs has decided they want to drive now. So, programs and management, would you please switch? Oh, now programs is leading the church. Programs are those things that build relationships, foster spiritual growth, offer opportunities to serve. Again, they're not bad things. But as a church, do we want just stuff we do to be guiding us and leading us? Meanwhile, purpose is in the back seat going, hello, I'm ready to come back up front. I know where we're going. Will someone please let me drive? And programs is like, no. No, it's just about driving around. Just being together, driving around. We're good. We're good. And management's just sitting there watching it going, well, you know, don't forget, we got to stop and get gas. We got to get food. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So after a while, people get tired of programs driving. And relationship says, I haven't had a chance to drive yet. So now relationship, if you please come up to the driver's seat. Program, you're going to go in the back seat. Now all that matters is relationships. It doesn't really matter where we go. It doesn't matter how we get there. I don't even care who's sitting next to me. I just want to make sure we all get along and that we're all good. We're all warm and fuzzy. We can come to a place where we can just hang out. Purpose, you just shut up in the back. I don't care what you have to say. And it doesn't really matter to me if management's in the next seat or if programs is in the next seat. As long as I'm with all of you people, that's all that matters. That's all that really matters. Are you still with me? All right, so if you would all please stand up and move away from the seats. Just move to the side, doesn't matter. So this is where it gets tough. And this is where it gets honest. And I know it's tough because I've already had this conversation with several groups. Here's the question. At Hilton Baptist Church, who's driving? Okay. We'd like to think God is driving. That's true, yes. God is in the seat with us. But of those four things, purpose, relationships, management, and programs, who's driving? How many of you say purpose is driving? Zero. How many of you say management's driving? A lot of you. Relationships? Not as many. And what's the other one? Programs. All right, so I'm going to put management in the front seat because that was the predominant answer, although it was close. So purpose, you're in the back seat. Well, let's go back to this. So in the passenger seat, because that's kind of seat number two, that's important. How many of you say relationships are in the passenger seat? Just a couple. How many of you say programs? Most of you say programs. All right, programs, would you please sit in the passenger seat? So we have these two in the front seat. Now don't forget, the back seat fuels the front seat. So who would you put behind programs? Who fuels our programs? How many of you say purpose fuels our programs? A couple of you. How many of you say relationships? Oh, it's pretty even. All right, girls, I'm going to do this again. You tell me who you think is more. All right. So how many would say relationships is behind purpose? I'm sorry. Sorry. Thank you. All right. How many of you would say purpose is behind programs? So who did you see more of? Purpose? All right. Purpose, being in the back seat, and then relationship, you're back there. All right. So remember what I said about walking by faith and walking by sight. So management walks by sight, and so do programs. So right now, our church, if indeed this is a correct analysis of our self-analysis, right now we are walking by sight. And we have put purpose in the back seat behind programs, and we've put relationships behind management. So the question now is, where do we go from here? Because that's hard to see. It's hard to see it when it's, I mean, sometimes I think we know these things, but it's hard to actually see it happening. We've got to get purpose back in the front seat. We've got to figure out, what are we about? Where are we going? We got to answer that question and then find the answer and say, this is what we feel God is calling us to be as a church. This is who God wants us to be, and this is where God wants us to go. Because I'm going to tell you something that's going to hurt right now. And again, I know it hurts because I've already had this conversation. Do you know what we are about as a church? Do you know what our purpose is? Our purpose is not to close our doors. That's our purpose. And I know that because you've told me that. We don't want to close our doors, Dan. We love our church. We don't want to close our doors. How do we bring in more people? The purpose should not be bringing in more people. The purpose should be, where's God calling us? And then God will help us, as Tom said, grow and blossom. So where do we go from here? Here's a couple things. I've started a dream team, which is not like, you know, the all-stars of the church. It's a group of people where we get together once a month, and we start talking about, what do we think God wants us to do as a church? Not that we have all the answers, because we don't. We're just talking about it and thinking about it and discussing with each other. And hopefully they, parts of that team, are talking with you and saying, what are you feeling like? Where's God calling you? One of the reasons why I do this children's moment every week is because I want you to hear what people are passionate about. I want you to hear what people say, these are my goals and these are my dreams for our church. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it from yourselves, not from me. Because it's much more powerful if you hear it from a neighbor. Is that me, Tom? Okay. It's much more powerful if you hear it from a neighbor than you hear it from the big mouth up front. That's the first thing. I've also been talking with various groups in the church. Just when I go to like worship or property, or I say to them, what are the things we should be asking ourselves as a church? What do we need to be doing? And you look in the report that you're going to get today, I talk about how I want to start a hospitality team. So when people come into our church, they feel like they are welcomed here and they are connected. I want to start a worship team. And I want that team to look at our worship service and say, how do we build a bridge between God and people and make the bridge as easy as possible for the two to meet? So if you have any ideas, you can speak to me. If, members of the Dream Team, will you please stand so people know who you are if you're here? You can talk to some of these folks and say, listen, this is what I'm thinking about our church and where we're going and what we should be doing. So you guys can sit. Thank you. So the driver determines everything. And I'm trying very, very hard to make sure that management's important. We need management in the church. You need all of these in the church. They're important, but they've got to be sitting in the right seat. If they're not sitting in the right seat, then you're not going anywhere. You're just driving in circles. So I'm going to try my best to get purpose back in the front seat so that we know what God wants us to do, so that we don't close our doors. And we're here for another 20, 25 years, and we're alive, and we're vital, and we're doing great things in our community, and people are meeting Christ and having interactions with each other. It's a great church. I came here because you're a great church. But the temptation in every church is to stay right where you are. We're good. With God, it's never good. It's always, you've got here, let's go to the next level. Once you get there, let's go to the next level. What's that? Climb the mountain.